First, let me say happy 200th birthday to the University of Michigan. You don't look a day over 149. How significant is that?
Sure. Well, thanks for the happy birthday wishes. It's incredibly significant. Think of how few institutions in our country can measure their durability, their significance in terms of centuries. So we're very proud of 200 years of serving the state of Michigan and educating outstanding students and producing research that drives the economy.
And this begins your third year here at the University of Michigan as president. How are you feeling, and especially as the new school year gets underway?
Well, I'm feeling like time flies, but it's actually the start of my fourth year at the University of Michigan. It feels like home. It's comfortable and familiar. It's a friendly, welcoming place, and although the university is big and complicated, and I'm learning new things about it still every day, I do feel like I have my hands around the institution. I understand it far better than I did my first couple of years.
That's what I was going to ask you. Anything surprised you about the job so far? Or can you tell us what your favorite part might be?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm living my favorite part, you know, this week or so when the new students and the existing students come back to town, and to see, you know, their energy, their joy, and just seeing one another and reconnecting, the sense of optimism that young people have no matter what's going on. They're thrilled to be back on campus. That's what keeps me here every day at 7 in the morning, and I'm usually the last guy to leave in the evening.
Can you rank that? Can you prioritize? You have academics, and you have athletics, and you have arts, and so much going on here. What part of that do you connect with, and what do you think is the most important part of your job?
Oh, gosh, you know, there are many important parts of my job. I'd say at one level, it's making sure that every student who comes to the University of Michigan has an opportunity to thrive here, to really learn and grow and achieve their personal ambitions and do so in a safe and supportive environment. I think that's my number one everyday responsibility. But I also feel responsible for the 50 or 60,000 people that work for the University of Michigan. I feel responsible for building an environment that our faculty can achieve their ambitions as teachers and scholars, that our staff can feel the mission of the university and feel their contributions to our shared success. So there are lots of responsibilities, and they're all important. I enjoy all of them.
It was a big issue as the school year ended last year. Immigration, obviously still a big issue. What are you doing here at the University of Michigan to ensure the safety of students or that the community remains diverse?
Sure. So, you know, first of all, we're continuously reassuring the members of our community that come from all around the world that we welcome them here, we support them here. Certainly, we obey the laws of the United States, but we do our work in a way that doesn't expose immigrants in our community to any undue risks or challenges. Turns out that 20% approximately of the outstanding Michigan faculty were born outside the United States. You know, what an enormous advantage for our state and our nation to be such a magnet for talented, hardworking people from all around the world that want to come here, work here, and contribute to society. And one of my responsibilities is maintaining an environment that continues to be attractive to faculty and staff, and particularly students from all around the world that come here and make us better.
There's been a lot of protests. Of course, the U of M Diag is a hot spot for any sort of public display. And a lot of times you, Dr. Mark Schlissel, get out there. What does that mean to you? Why is that important to you?
Well, you know, I feel like very much part of the community here at the same time of being responsible for the community here. Part of my going out there is to really see and feel and understand what's going on. Sometimes I'm out there to offer reassurance to groups of students, particularly that are concerned about events of the day or events on campus, and to symbolically show that the university cares and wants to be engaged and work together towards our shared success.
So I believe it is next January that you're going to start offering free tuition to in-state students whose families earn $65,000 or less, to those who qualify. What impact do you think that's going to have?
Sure. So we've called that the Go Blue Guarantee, and the goal is to make it as welcoming as possible to talented, hardworking students, regardless of their family background, to understand that they can afford to attend the University of Michigan. And we think there's a great power to the word free. We've been making increasing investments in need-based financial aid now for over a decade. We're in the tail end of a very successful fundraising campaign where we're working hard to raise the resources necessary to be able to provide this Go Blue guarantee. And we finally are at the stage where we can say, if you come from a family that makes at or below the median income in the state, which is a little bit less than $65,000, but we've pegged it at $65,000, we'll give you need-based financial aid at least up to the level of free tuition. There are some students that get even more aid than free tuition. For example, if a family is making $20,000 a year, we don't only provide free tuition, but we give scholarships that will cover room and board as well. But what I want to make sure families understand all around the state is if you make more than $65,000 a year, we still give need-based financial aid. So there are families with incomes all the way up to about $180,000 a year from within the state of Michigan that qualify for some fractional financial aid to help them afford college, depending upon their individual circumstances.
So stepping back from that, though, do you think it's still affordable and reasonable for everyone to get a college education? Is the payoff worth the price?
Well, I think the data is unambiguous and completely clear that it's worth the price. You know, it wouldn't be fair to me to say that every person must have a college education, but I can say that every person should consider whether a college-level education is part of working to assure their own future success. Society-wide data shows that college graduates earn hundreds of thousands of dollars more through their lifetime than non-college graduates. The University of Michigan in particular, most recent federal data show that our graduates earn twice the average income of people that aren't college educated. So at least in terms of your future sort of security as it becomes the ability to earn a wage, an investment in a college education is the best investment someone can make.
Since we're talking about finances, I feel I need to bring up a recent front page Sunday, Detroit Free Press, a massive article questioning the tax practices of one of your biggest donors. What can you say to current or possible future financial gift givers to the University of Michigan to assure them that all proper procedures are being followed?
All proper procedures are being followed. So we are both grateful for and dependent on the generosity not just of enormous donors, but of literally hundreds of thousands of our alumni. We have almost 600,000 living alumni who look at their time at the University of Michigan. Sometimes they look at the experience of their children and grandchildren at the University of Michigan, and they turn around and are very generous, helping support things like need-based financial aid that allow us to extend educational opportunity. The university followed all of its procedures in the case that you're talking about. It turns out it's entirely up to donors how they declare their gifts on their tax forms. On the university side, in this particular instance, we were examined. We cooperated with the legal process, and there was no finding of wrongdoing on behalf of the university. I'm worried that it's actually both unfair and discouraging to miscategorize donors as an entire group and say that there must be some level of corruption. These are people that are more generous than I can even imagine ever earning in my lifetime. And if someone can give a university, in the case of Mr. Ross, hundreds of millions of dollars to support things like a spectacular business school and to success of students and student athletes in this instance, what a wonderful thing.
Well, you can't talk to the president of the University of Michigan, Dr. Mark Schlissel, without talking football. Are you excited about the upcoming season?
Yeah, I'm excited about every season. It turns out I've learned through my, now heading into my fourth year here, that intercollegiate sports and football in particular is so much a part of the culture here. It's a part of what gives our campus a vibrance. It's actually a wonderful thing for Ann Arbor. It turns out Ann Arbor gets over $100 million a year of economic activity from football, which is a wonderful thing. So with Coach Harbaugh, every season is a season that's going to be filled with excitement. He is a larger-than-life person. He treats our student-athletes exceptionally well, and they find success on the playing field. But I'm even more proud of the success they're achieving in the classroom. So we're in the top 10% of programs in terms of the academic success of our students. Their graduation rate is outstanding. So overall, football and sports is great for Michigan.
Very important question. What do you think about those maize uniforms?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be a little embarrassed. I've read about them, but I haven't paid attention to them. I'm sorry.
What should we look forward to in this coming academic school year?
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward right now to incorporating another over 6,000 brand new undergraduates. We're always recruiting outstanding faculty, but I think this year you'll see the Go Blue Guarantee and our efforts to reach out more broadly across the state of Michigan for talented students. You'll see new research initiatives, one I'm very proud of in poverty, for example. We're cooperating closely with the city of Detroit and other parts around the state. You'll see our academic medical center, our health system, continue to grow and provide outstanding health care to the citizens of Michigan. We have a brand new director of our museum, a brand new head of our university musical society. So you'll see a real energy behind the cultural aspects of the university. Life is good here in Ann Arbor. Go Blue.
Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much.